This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miami Dolphins football is on the air on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Sponsored by AmeriSave, the official mortgage lender of the Miami Dolphins. Publix. To become a Publix member, visit clubpublix.com. Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood, South Florida's ultimate entertainment destination. Ticketmaster, official marketplace of the NFL. Dolphins football, presented by the Palm Beaches.
What is up, Dolphins, and welcome to the fifth quarter postgame show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network. Seth and Juice from the Fish Tank Podcast. I am Travis Wingfield from the Drive Time Podcast. We are going to get to this comprehensive beatdown the Dolphins put on the Eagles tonight, but first, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds so our stations can ID themselves. You're listening to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS, WKIS HD1, and WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. Home of the Miami Dolphins. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
So the Dolphins win here at Hard Rock Stadium 48-10, and we're going to cover that game again comprehensively with you guys over the next couple of hours. But first, we are coming to you with very heavy hearts tonight from Hard Rock Stadium. Our leader, our boss, our champion of the podcast network here, and really the entire organization, Jason Jenkins, has passed away today. And there's nothing else, Juice, that I want to start the show with because he's the reason we're all here.
Yeah, man. devastating news today, bro. You know what I mean? Devastating news. Jason, what he means for not only the Miami Dolphins, what he means to the South Florida community is we can't even put it into words, man. And the love he's had for us and the love he's shown us and the love he's shown his organization, second to none, bro. Tough news. I mean, absolutely devastating news today coming into the stadium, hearing about our boss, man. It's just been just amazing to us in this community, bro. So, tough deal, man. Real tough, man. Family, you know, Liz and the kids, man. Just thoughts and prayers with the whole family. You know, we met mom last year in a post-game show.
That's right, yeah.
She came in to visit us, and I think she might have saved my job, man. And yeah, man, boss man, we love you all and miss you already, brother.
That's right. That's well said, Seth. And one of the things that, you know, that you kept saying to me in the press box tonight, trying to get through this game with, you know, behind a couple of teary eyes throughout the course of the night and trying to be distracted by the play on the field. And I guess it worked for a little bit, but not the entire night. And we just kept talking about how he would want nothing more than for us to go on and do a good job with the show, but we'd be crazy to start anywhere else because this guy was the definition of a family, community, football, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, the last thing that Jason would want is for us to make this about him. But the reality is that we would not be sitting here together. You know, it was his vision for us to be in this booth together post-game. It was his vision to start a podcast network, to pull you from the other side of the country into this organization, to call me up and say, hey, I think what you and Juice are doing is special. You should be a part of what we're doing. You know, he truly was a visionary in all aspects of what he brought to this organization. I have to – it's crazy when I think about it. You know, I worked in this tiny little cubicle in the old building that was a makeshift cubicle in the lobby of the media relations office. And after I left, 4 or 5 years later, Jason was working out. He started this organization working out of that same cubicle. And when you look at what he accomplished, mm-hmm. going from that cubicle to becoming one of the most visible, one of the most meaningful, one of the most transformational members of this entire organization, who, you know, created the Football Unites program. Football Unites is something that there's nobody in South Florida who doesn't know what Football Unites is. You think of the millions of dollars that were spent on meals during COVID to feed people. You think of how many different nonprofits in this community are now working together because they were brought together. And there's a lot of people that helped make that happen, but it was Jason's vision. It just his work and his impact will be felt for decades here in this community. And I don't think any of that can be overstated. But then, you know, when you strip all of that away and you followed him on Instagram and there wasn't an event that he wasn't at, but yet he'd never missed anything that his family was doing. He's right. Dancing on stage with his daughter. He's celebrating his wife, you know, doing her workouts or whatever it might be. He's at every charity event. It's just a remarkable person. I think someone that inspired me daily, and I think I'm one of just thousands and thousands that could probably share their own story. So it was shocking news today. It was tragic news today, and you know, as Drew said, we're just going to miss him significantly.
You mentioned the smile, the photo they tweeted out from the team account of him with that patented Jason Jenkins smile, man. You could see it from a mile away. I saw it this week at practice, and he and I went through the same song and dance we did every time we saw each other. He would give me crap for his Astros beating the Mariners 18 times out of 19 times in a season, which happened once. He'd call us palate cleansers, coming back off of losing streaks and things like that. You know, I would rib him about when he played at Texas Tech. He was a cornerback there, and I always told him, "I want to see those tapes, man. I want to see it. I want to see if you can cover these guys out here, Waddle and Tyreek." And he always got a big laugh out of that. I mean, every significant milestone. You talk about the cubicles there, Seth. I worked out of those cubicles for a short period of time when we were still over at Davie. Every memory I have to this job and this profession, this becoming a real career for me, is tied back to Jason. I think about when I got a chance to meet, you know, Danny for the first time. Jason set that up. Meeting Tom Garfinkel for the first time, Jason set that up. The breakfast we had where he interviewed me at Deli Tower in Davie, and I thought, this is the biggest meeting of my life, and he made it feel like we were talking about, you know, the baseball figurines we owned as kids and geeked out over our love of baseball as kids. Like, and he just made me so comfortable. And you talk about champion of everything we do here, man. He was that guy. If I needed anything, I went to him, and he got it for me. So I don't know how we get off of this, because it's just a devastating loss that is going to impact so many people. And, you know, I mentioned that tweet off the top from, you know, the statement from Tom Garfinkel. Juice, I don't know if you saw the reaction to that, but it's not just here in South Florida. There's media members, players, people all over the league tonight are recognizing Jason Jenkins and the big loss that he was.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, his impact, like Seth said, man, it'll be felt for decades to come, man. It really will be, man. And nobody can fill those shoes. Nobody, man. Big shoes, humongous shoes, man. And he is Mr. South Florida, man. And what he's done, what he's meant to this community. I don't know, man. It's a tough one. It's a tough one today.
Let's go ahead and go to break, guys. I mean, Jason Jenkins, 47 years old. Rest in peace, man. We're going to miss you so much. You're the boss man, right? The Jason Jenkins money Seth always joked about. And all of our, you know, everything we did, he was tied to it. So, rest in peace, boss. We'll see you soon one day. Dolphins postgame is driven by Gunther Motors. You've got to get to Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441, just north of I-595. Or visit GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You've got to get to Gunther. The final score here tonight from Hard Rock Stadium, 48-10. The Dolphins blow out the Eagles. We'll get to all that here next. You're listening to the fifth quarter postgame show presented by the Palm Beaches. Check out South Florida's ultimate entertainment destination with world-class shows at Hard Rock Live, award-winning dining at Suppresso and Council Oak, and much, much more only at Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood. And we're going to go ahead and get right now lots of choices to choose from tonight as the Dolphins win this one, going away 48-10, and they got going early with a 51-yard pass from Tua Tagovailoa to Tyreek Hill. But that drive was finished off by an 8-yard touchdown pass from Tua to River Craycraft. Let's go ahead and get to our key player of the game, sponsored by Ed Morse. When you buy from Morse, you're backed by Morse with the price protection promise from Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall. Let's go ahead and play that highlight of Tua to Craycraft.
Play action fake. Tua rolling. Throws it. Touchdown! The Dolphins get the first score of this football game.
River Craycraft.
Yes, Craycraft got wide open in the end zone. Tua, 3 for 3.
Man, that was quick. I got to tell you, that play action set it up. Naked bootleg getting outside the pocket on a nice fake to Raheem Mostert. Tucks the ball and brings it back. And he's got a wide open wide receiver in Craycraft.
Joe, Craycraft was wide open, man.
So a couple of things I want to point to there, talking about our key player of the game, River Craycraft, who finishes with 4 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. And on that play to cap off the opening drive of the game, Seth, you and I had the perfect angle of that from the Southwest press box here at Hard Rock Stadium as that ball went directly from us into the corner of the end zone. And we saw it early, easy touchdown walking for the Dolphins there. But we saw Craycraft, big night, WSU Cook right there.
Yeah, you definitely were on the boundaries of breaking all press box rules when that happened. So, are we getting coach here? Is that what's going on?
We're really affected. The list is long from Jason and his walk of life and his wife Elizabeth and his children Leah, Aiden, and Sloan. I haven't been here that long, but his investment into the team and the community, It didn't take long to see the great work you did, and I mean, I didn't see a day that there wasn't a time that ever that. Saw him that he just didn't light up the room. So like I just told the team, it's important for those who loved him and were touched by him, and all the members of our team to lean on each other. And that's what we're going to try to do. But our hearts are heavy, as they should be. For an unquestioned professional that's made his mark on not only the team, but the National Football League. But like I told the team, I thought their effort today reflected what would bring him joy as good. thoughts and prayers just go with his family. I'm not really sure what I do after this.
Any questions?
Mike, may I ask a question about your relationship you had with Jason? Like you said, you haven't been here very long, but what impression did he leave with you, and how do you think this organization will remember?
Well, it's consistent as I've ever seen. From his wardrobe to his spirit. I mean, he was the nines, you know. That's why it makes it so tough, is this was a healthy guy that just brought it every day. He worked at the stadium, and I'm not sure how many people that I feel like I know from the stadium. I'd love to know more, but on a day-to-day I don't get to interact with people, all the people, as much as I'd like. So for him to make such an impact, I mean, it was obvious, and you can't make that impression, I get to talk to him maybe once a week, but the impression that he made, there's no fool in that. You could see the relationships, the eye contact that people, how people looked at him, how he embraced others. He was the consummate professional, and I know there's for guys that have been around here for a while, they knew him like a family member, and I think it's incredibly impressive, and just speaks to the human being and his impact on all of us, where I could see that in my brief time around him. I mean, it was he lit. He was a force positivity. There's the organization has been through some stuff, and it was very impactful to me, the people that just how many people in the organization were passionate about doing their jobs well and about the Dolphins, and he was the top of the list. He was just full of life, and that's the hardest part. There's no words to describe. He had a great family. His wife's awesome, and his children. And it's just, it's tough. It's a tough one to swallow, and he will be missed, and he will not be forgotten. I can tell you that much.
Did you get word, all of us during halftime, or did you know a little bit beforehand?
No, I got word before the game, and so there was these things happen. In life, you never. And then speaking with the people that had worked with him for the longest, that had spent intimate time with him for an extended period of time, I was really at a loss, like, hey, what do I do about this? Because I just couldn't stop thinking about everyone that's affected. I got some strong advice from, in particular, Chris Greer and Brandon Shore, specifically that said that he would. It didn't matter that it was preseason game three. He understood what was on the line for all the players. This particular game. I don't even know the head count for how many people from the community that he had at the game that wouldn't otherwise be able to see the game. And what he'd want most is to see us all do our jobs as best we could. So I had to push forward, and we thought that the thing that he would want as best we could decipher would be that we'd let the players know after. So that's what I was just doing before we got started. So yeah, it's been a tough day for all those reasons.
In the back of your head, did you maybe call that first play just to kind of maybe as tribute or anything like that, or just to maybe lighten up the mood, I guess?
Oh, somebody said something. I can't even remember at this point. Maybe it was Chris. I think it was Chris that said, dude, he'd want you to do what you do. So that's all I thought of. All right, at least gave me direction. Because you're like, okay, what am I doing? When Chris said that, I was able to, all right, say, okay, I have a job to do. And then it just, all right, once again.
Sounds like we lost the audio feed there to head coach Mike McDaniel talking about.
And like all of us, right? Is. You know, this is a part, a fixture of life. It's a part of being human, and it's impossible. It's inhumane, you know. So we do the best, you know, just like. We all experience those things, and yeah, I hate it because you feel like you can as a head coach, you're supposed to do stuff, you're supposed to lead, or you're supposed to do things, and there's nothing for me to do. You know, I can't do. Can't make this one better, but I think we all can relate to that. Yeah.
I know it's probably difficult to talk about the game after that, but that two to Tyreek pass on the first play of the game, just what was it like to see that right off the bat, their first time playing in a game on the field together?
Yeah, I was just happy for those two individuals because they've invested a lot. I was happy for the team and the organization, really, because they've invested a lot. They know let's just say it was cool to see them not blink and do what they love doing. Happy to call them my teammates.
Are you sending the league a message with calling that on the first play and then in the scrimmage to deep passing like that?
No, we're really just trying to work on our craft. You know, you don't know what defense they're going to run out there, and so you have to execute the play. You know, and I was happy that. That was a tough look. Two is making that decision to throw to him or Trent in the same timing, and his back is to the defense. Takes a lot of training, but we were pretty confident that if we got the right look, that they would execute it. And That's why they are who they are, and that's why we all believe in them so much.
All right, so there you have Mike McDaniel's post-game press conference. Not a lot of football, but that's not what we're really thinking about here. Let's go ahead and take another break. We'll come back on the other side. Dolphins post-game is driven by Gunther Motors. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score here from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 48, Eagles 10. You're listening to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the official Miami Dolphins radio network, where Dolphins fans live.
The home of every Miami Dolphins game. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Make more good in the all-new Sportage X Pro with multi-terrain all-wheel drive and available 360-degree surround view monitor. No mission is too small to take on. So you heard Coach Mike McDaniel there talking about what we're all thinking about today, the passing of Jason Jenkins, a legendary figure here in the Miami Dolphins community. And, you know, Seth, my big takeaway there, and I don't want to, you know, step on your toes here, as I am one to do sometimes in these segments, was just how genuine that all felt with Coach, and just how he is kind of representing the way we all feel tonight, man.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right there, Travis. I mean, it was clearly an emotional tribute to Jason, and again, speaks to who Jason Jenkins was, that he had impacted Coach in just a short period of time in the way that he did. But I think it also continues to show you what makes Mike McDaniel unique, what makes him different from what the stereotypical head coach is in the NFL. And he was overcome by emotion, and he was comfortable with that. And you know, I think sometimes in this sport, people try to hide those things, and that was not what was important to him in this moment. I think what was important is that he that he celebrated Jason the best way that he could, and he was clearly devastated by it, as we all are. But I did find it really fascinating that, you know, the Brain Trust spoke and thought that Jason would want the players to go out there and play and do their jobs and not be impacted by him in any way, shape, or form, and that the players were informed afterwards. And I'm sure that that was a tough conversation in the locker room after these guys were probably feeling pretty good about themselves with that performance. But what really stood out to me is when Coach McDaniel said that he was talking to Chris Greer, and he's like, you know, how do I handle this? And Chris said that Jason would want you to do what you do. And I think the same thing goes for us here. You know, he's going to want us to talk about this game. It's what he hired us to do.
And we eventually will here in just a minute. We have a few more minutes left in this segment here, but I think we continue here talking about Coach, and we will have Tua Tagovailoa's audio for you guys here coming up shortly. On the fifth quarter postgame show here, myself, Travis Wingfield, Seth, and Juice sitting alongside me here after a 48-10 victory for the Miami Dolphins. But, you know, a game like that, you wind up with a teary-eyed head coach at the podium afterwards. And Juice, I think a lot of that emotion probably, I mean, to me, came from the fact that what Seth just talked about, where they made the decision to not tell the team until after the game, and then he has to, you know, at that point, break the news to him, and then you get that kind of emotional response there at the end. What a whirlwind night that must have been for Coach McDaniel tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I tell you what, it's you can honestly, you can really, really, really understand the impact Jason has on people when he just met Coach a few months ago, and the loss felt by Coach today. You know, afterwards when he talked about it, I'm sure he felt it, you know, all throughout the game. And I'm going to tell you what, one thing, man, this is what Coach does, man. We're going to love that part of it no matter what, man. And I'm sure every single time they step on that field, he's going to be thinking about Jason Jenkins. I know I will. I'm sure a few of those guys will. I know Coach will be. Just do what you do. That's like the motto, man. Go out there and do what you do, man. And I know that's how Jason – I mean, one thing about we know about Jason is that he was no excuse guy, you know. Just go, just get it done, do it, you know. And I think that's why they sent him out like that, and Chris Greer and the guys, man. And man, Coach handled it well, man. He really did. I don't know how. I was watching the game, and every so often, you know, I lose a little bit, you know, but. We got a strong leader, fellas.
Well, he did too. No, you're right though. But it's, yeah. I think that's what humanizes him, and yeah. I think that's what you can see. The players are relating to him in that way. I think fans are relating to him that way, and I think everybody across the organization is. And so I think that's a great thing. And I also, you know, pivoting a little bit to football here, but when he says, you know, do what you do, and that's what he tried to do. What did he do? He went out there in the first play. He went deep, and you know, he had his starting quarterback and star receiver on the field for the first time together in game action, and he told them to do what they do, and we saw it. And I think that was, you know, that was electrifying for this crowd, and hopefully a sign of seeing a lot more of that this season.
That's certainly what we're hoping for. A good continuation from practice last week is Tua found Tyreek for a big play to start that practice, and they come out here and do it here to kick off their only preseason appearance together. But, you know, I just want to point out this last line here from Coach before I go to the next break here, and I thought it was really cool what he said, and Seth kind of reflects what you told me. You know, like he told the team, I thought the effort reflected what would bring him joy, and that's playing, you know, playing your butt off, whether it's football, whether it's, you know, impacting the community, doing your job, whatever the case was. That's what Jason believed in. That's what the team went out and did tonight. And I can't help but think that there was a little bit of you know, Jason looking down upon that and smiling about the 48-10 victory. And the biggest thing, guys, that's not going to be just a tonight thing. It's going to be all season and really forever for this football team. I'm sure there'll be some you know, memories that are created in his honor, because that's the kind of impact he had and just how we all felt him. So once again, it's a tough show to do tonight, but we're going to try our best. We'll go ahead and take our break here. Dolphins postgame is driven by Gunther Motors. You've got to get to Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441, just north of I-595, or visit GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 48, Eagles 10. You're listening to the fifth quarter postgame show brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
Miami Dolphins football is on the air on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
The home of every Miami Dolphins game. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage, so next time you fill up, choose Chevron with Techron. Find a station near you on the Chevron app. And guys, we've done this a couple weeks in a row now where we kind of come back on here and toot our own stuff a little bit in terms of predictions or observations that wind up being confirmed by Mike McDaniel himself. And I just got to say right here, guys, on the Spaces on Wednesday, I talked a little bit about this, about how the Dolphins have ushered out these different receiver packages. And, you know, McDaniel talked about the value of not having the same three guys in every single 11 personnel package and rotating them through. Opposed to that, you shuffle them through and you get everyone experience with everybody. And my point about that was how you could sneak out a 12 personnel package with Mike Gesicki and Durham Smythe. Maybe you put Trent Sherfield in the game, and that looks like a running formation because all those guys are great blockers. And then you've also got Tyreek Hill out there, and you go up over the top to him. And that's exactly what happened here tonight, Juice. 51 yards on the opening play, and it was kind of a cool bookend to the practice, the one joint practice the Dolphins and Eagles had on Wednesday, when Tua found Tyreek to start that practice going up over Darius Slay. And Tua, after practice, told us that they wanted to give the fans something to cheer about with that decision to go deep on that play. And tonight they certainly did that with 51 yards, Tua to Tyreek.
I think what was so outstanding about that, and what you're talking about going back into the spaces that we talked about, and it really goes back to what we talked about in Twitter about how people were thinking that we were just making stuff up about Tyreek and Tua. You know what I mean? We work for the organization. That's why we feel that way. We were telling them how Tua was picking them apart and how him and Tyreek were just destroying the Eagles all week long. I mean, that one practice and all the other guys that he was finding. You know, it wasn't just Tyreek. It was Ezekama. It was all the guys that Tua was just dialed in on every single body, every single person. But for everybody else out there, you know, we work for the Dolphins, so that's why we're saying that stuff. No, we witnessed it directly, and it came out. Thank goodness they, you know what I mean? All practice long. I mean, all game long, we saw guys out there doing the same thing, all the way until Skylar Thompson finished the game. You know, it's been that way. But Tua, he's on point, man. He really is. One bad play, maybe when he took that sack, went a couple reads and was about to try to escape instead of throwing it somewhere or throwing it away. But other than that, though, man, it's what we saw when we went out to practice, what you've been seeing the whole time, Travis. And very impressive stuff, man. I mean, honestly, if we have, you know, things working the way they were, you're talking about that 12 personnel, and we're able to run the ball like we were tonight. We saw Mostert. You know, we're going to see Edmonds. We're going to see all these guys that can run it. But then we've got these deep ball opportunities as well off of that play action. Man, it's a great situation. And the reason we're able to be able to do that starts with coach, but Tua's got to grasp this offense that we're starting to witness and love, man. So, that 51-yard pass, man, place went crazy. Obviously, it's going to go crazy. The fact that, I mean, I went crazy when I was listening to the pregame show with Joe Rose talking that the guys are going to play. I mean, there's no way in the world.
Were you surprised?
I was. I was very surprised that they played.
Three series, you know, too, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I kept writing it down. Wait, Tua's back out.
Yeah.
Tua's
I was screaming for him to sit him. Yeah. At that point.
I was, too. And they set Tyreek, but I'm like, why? Why is Tua back out there? Yeah. I don't want to take any more hits, especially after the sack. You know, after the sack, I was a little worried. But, man, it was a great showing from beginning to end. And the Tua to Tyreek show has begun. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see what happens, man. And we've got some guys that, you know, still missing Waddle, you know. Some other guys really haven't gotten involved. But we've got so many good weapons, though. I mean, Craycraft, your boy. I mean, it's going to be a tough deal this week for the whole organization, man.
That
position's
tough,
for a lot of different reasons,
man.
Yeah.
That is a tough, tough position.
For sure.
And so Tua ends this game 6-for-7 with a 121 and a touchdown. It's a perfect passer rating, 158.3. I do want to talk a little bit about how the relationship in the running game works off of that, but we'll save that because we're getting short on time. But I do want to ask you about this one play because Seth and I kind of debated about it. We debated about an 8-yard pass to Mike Gesicki last week for, I think, two segments. I think that a 51-yard bomb to Tyreek deserves, you know, some time as well. So I have my thoughts, Juice, but and Seth had his. I want to hear yours. Maybe you can break the tie for us here because – actually, just tell us, because what did you think of that ball on the deep shot as far as the location, where the coverage was? I want to hear your thoughts on that play.
Do I have to say it?
Maybe not. We are a breakdown.
It was underthrown, and it was a great adjustment by Tyreek. Made a hell of a play.
For sure he was. Yeah, kind of like Ezekama to Skylar last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a heck
so
of a
where play. Do you think, between in this debate,
yeah,
Who do you think you just settled the tie with?
I think Seth probably said what I said, right?
We'll give you that impression.
It was good enough, right? It was good enough because it wasn't going to get intercepted, and it gave Tyreek a chance to make a play on the ball. But I felt that, and this is not to criticize. That's what I was saying. Yeah. That was if it was a perfect throw, it would have been 6 points.
Yeah.
It was a good enough throw that it led to, you know, a touchdown 3 plays later.
Incredible catch.
I didn't know he caught the ball.
That's hard to do. I mean, for one, it's that low, but you gotta get off the track and go get it with guys. That's an incredible catch.
So there was a throw later in the game, because this is kind of – I'll tell you my point. You can tell me I'm wrong. I don't mind. But the point that I was looking to make was that, you know
– You already did.
He hit the top of his drop. He hitched up. It was a little bit slower developing a deep ball. So, you know, we know Tua's not going to come out here and throw 80-yard lasers. Most guys don't. It's not his game. But I thought that the way that – So the defensive back's back, right? So he knows that his vision's only his shoulder width. He can't really defend more than that. So my thought was, rather than, you know, putting it over the top of the receiver where if it is underthrown, all of a sudden it's probably going to get broken up, but putting it in that direction allowed Tyreek, who could see the football, and the DB, who couldn't go get it. But again,
you say he did that on purpose? Is that what you're saying?
I thought he shot to the inside hash on purpose because they were running down like the numbers.
Okay, I'll give you that. Maybe he wanted to run that way to get it. But
he was hoping it would go further maybe.
There we go.
So,
okay.
So
that's
maybe,
what I was saying. Even if he placed it where he did, if it had a little bit more on it, Tyreek –
I think Tyreek was headed that way anyway.
A little bit.
So
which is funny because the one that got so much publicity a couple years ago, the Jakeem Grant drop against the Bengals, it had that same effect where it kind of tailed back inside. And I don't know. That's something Juice would know more than I do. But I am pretty proud of the fact that we just kind of came to maybe a compromise. Is that a first here?
That works.
We'll call that a push.
On the post-game show.
It was a positive play for these Miami Dolphins. There's nothing to argue there.
51 yards, a 4-play, 75-yard touchdown drive. That's certainly the way you want to do it. We're going to come back and get to the quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, here next on the Dolphins post-game, which is driven by Gunther Motors. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Kia. Again, the final score, Dolphins 48-10, a beatdown. You're listening to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
You're listening to Dolphins Football on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Joe Rosen, Zach Krantz in the mornings, Hawk and Crowder in the afternoon. Nobody covers Dolphins like AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Our Miami Dolphins want to help you lock in a low mortgage rate, just like you heard from OJ McDuffie on that last break. That's why AmeriSave is our official mortgage lender. Whether you want to refinance, get cash out, or purchase a new home, visit AmeriSave.com to lock in your low mortgage rate today. Guys, we have audio from quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who on the exhibition season finishes 12 for 15, 179 yards, and a 138.6 passer rating. Not a bad mark to take into the regular season. Let's go ahead and hear from Tua at the podium right now.
Well, first and foremost, just I'd like to send my condolences to Jason Jenkins and his family. I think what made this so hard is that it was unexpected. He was extremely close to a lot of us on the team. From when I got here, I was extremely close to him. I grew close to him, waiting for Ann and just being able to talk stories with him before my media. And so, you know, I couldn't imagine what his family's going through right now. Waking up not thinking that this was going to be his last day here. So just want to send my condolences to his family. I think through our team win, I'm glad we got to do that and do that for him.
So what stands out to you about the kind of man Jason was and what he represented for this organization?
Yeah, I would say that Jason was a beacon of the community. Like that's what I think of when I hear of Jason's name. Like this guy is always wanting to do stuff for other people. Hey Tua, how can I help you with this? Like, hey, how can we help with your foundation? Hey, how can we do this to make that better? Or do you want to come join or do you want to come do this community service event? Things like that. That's what I think of. Just found out after the game. Yeah.
What must it have been like in the locker room when McDaniel gave you the news? It must have been harsh.
It was emotional for a lot of guys. and a lot of guys that have been here for quite some time that got to know him. You know, we won a game. We expected Mike to be the, you know, very optimistic guy after the game, giving out game balls, and that wasn't the case. Mike got a little emotional in there. There were some other guys who were able to talk that also got emotional, and he broke the news. It's tough. Anything having to do with a life of someone who had great relationships with people in the organization, it's hard. Yeah, it was good. We had to decide with plays what openers we wanted to go with. So knowing that Tyreek was playing, he wanted to go ball. We gave him a shot. The throw wasn't to my liking. That whole spiel. If it was a better ball, if it was, you know, probably more in front of Tyreek, you know, we could have scored on the first play, probably. But, you know, I think it's in a credit to the practices that we've had with the Eagles and how hard our guys have been working, not the work that we've all been putting in together.
What did you think overall of your three scoring drives there that you had?
Yeah, I thought they were good. Obviously, there's always going to be things to get better at. But, you know, I credit all our success to our O-line. They worked their butts off extremely hard throughout OTAs, and then coming into training camp, they've worked extremely hard to get defenders to read keys and make everything look the same, basically. So none of that would have been possible within the run game and then the play pass game without our O-line.
When a coach wins a toss or a team wins a toss and you like to receive, and first thing your coach tells you is to throw it deep. I mean, what's that like as a quarterback? Does it, you know, what kind of feelings does that bring to you?
Yeah, I would say when we were given the play, Mike didn't necessarily tell me who to go to with the ball, but for me, it was one of those deals that if we got a specific coverage from their defense, that regardless of who was on Tyreek or not, we wanted to take that shot. And so we got the premier look of what the play consisted of, and that's why we took the shot.
To what Mike said before the game, that he kind of knew what was going on with Jason, and could you tell a difference with him on the sideline at all?
Couldn't tell a difference with Mike on the sideline at all. Couldn't tell. He hit it pretty well. No one on our team had any idea or any clue that any of that had happened. So it's a sad day for us here, the Miami Dolphins and our organization. We lost someone really, really good.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
We'll come back and react to that here on the other side. Dolphins fans, you can be here for the live NFL action all season long as the official ticket marketplace of the NFL. Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Score tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Dolphins. Also, Dolphins postgame is driven by Gunther Motors. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 48, Eagles 10. You're listening to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
Listening to Dolphins Football on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Joe Rosen, Zach Krantz in the mornings, Hawk and Crowder in the afternoon. Nobody covers Dolphins like AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Our Miami Dolphins want to help you lock in a low mortgage rate, just like you heard from OJ McDuffie on that last break. That's why AmeriSave is our official mortgage lender. Whether you want to refinance, get cash out, or purchase a new home, visit AmeriSave.com to lock in your low mortgage rate today. Guys, we have audio from quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who on the exhibition season finishes 12 for 15, 179 yards, and a 138.6 passer rating. Not a bad mark to take into the regular season. Let's go ahead and hear from Tua at the podium right now.
Well, first and foremost, just I'd like to send my condolences to Jason Jenkins and his family. I think what made this so hard is that it was unexpected. He was extremely close to a lot of us on the team. From when I got here, I was extremely close to him. I grew close to him, waiting for Ann and just being able to talk stories with him before my media. And so, you know, I couldn't imagine what his family's going through right now. You know, and waking up not thinking that this was going to be his last day here. So just want to send my condolences to his family. And, you know, I think through our team win, I'm glad we got to do that and do that for him.
So what stands out to you about the kind of man Jason was and what he represented for this organization?
Yeah, I would say that Jason was a beacon of the community. Like, that's what I think of when I hear of Jason's name. Like, this guy is always wanting to do stuff for other people. Hey, Tua, how can I help you with this? Like, hey, how can we help with your foundation? Hey, how can we, you know, do this to make that better? Or do you want to come join, or do you want to come do this community service event? Things like that. That's what I think of. Just found out after the game. Yeah.
What must it have been like in the locker room when McDaniel gave you the news? It must have been harsh.
It was emotional for a lot of guys, and a lot of guys that have been here for quite some time that got to know him. You know, we won a game. We expected Mike to be the very optimistic guy after the game, giving out game balls. And that wasn't the case. Mike got a little emotional in there. There were some other guys who were able to talk that also got emotional. And he broke the news. It's tough. Anything having to do with a life of someone who had great relationships with people in the organization, it's hard. Yeah, it was good. We had to decide with plays what openers we wanted to go with. So knowing that Tyreek was playing, he wanted to go ball. We gave him a shot. The throw wasn't to my liking. That whole spiel. If it was a better ball, if it was, probably more in front of Tyreek, we could have scored on the first play, probably. But, I think it's in a credit to the practices that we've had with the Eagles and how hard our guys have been working, not the work that we've all been putting in together.
What did you think overall of your three scoring drives there that you had?
Yeah, I thought they were good. Obviously, there's always going to be things to get better at. But, I credit all our success to our O-line. They worked their butts off extremely hard throughout OTAs. And then, coming into training camp, they've worked extremely hard to get defenders to read keys and make everything look the same, basically. So none of that would have been possible within the run game and then the play pass game without our O-line.
When a coach wins a toss or a team wins a toss and you like to receive and first thing your coach tells you is to throw it deep, I mean, what's that like as a quarterback? Does it, what kind of feelings does that bring to you?
Yeah, I would say when we were given the play, Mike didn't necessarily tell me who to go to with the ball, but for me, it was one of those deals that if we got a specific coverage from their defense, that regardless of who was on Tyreek or not, we wanted to take that shot. And so we got the premier look of what the play consisted of, and that's why we took the shot.
Mike said before the game that he kind of knew what was going on with Jason, and could you tell a difference with him on the sideline?
Couldn't tell the difference with Mike on the sideline at all. Couldn't tell. He hit it pretty well. No one on our team had any idea or any clue that any of that had happened. So it's a sad day for us here, the Miami Dolphins and our organization. We lost someone really, really good.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
We'll come back and react to that here on the other side. Dolphins fans, you can be here for the live NFL action all season long as the official ticket marketplace of the NFL. Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Score tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Dolphins. Also, Dolphins postgame is driven by Gunther Motors. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 48, Eagles 10. You're listening to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.